Has the job hunt worn you down? Application after application and radio silence. I know why you're here, and I can help you get there. A job offer, a job faster. You can now book me for $2 a minute for 30, 45, 60, or 90 minutes for a video chat interview preparation session. Don't need 45 minutes? Don't pay for it. Want to do 30 minutes now and maybe 30 minutes later once you progress? Let's do it. If you aren't getting responses to your application, we'll meet and rework your resume to get noticed. If you aren't passing job interviews, we'll work through a mock interview so you can put your best foot forward with winning responses that make a difference. I'm here to consult with you if you're in a unique situation and want input from someone that has seen it all and can help you succeed, like I have so many others. It's super simple. You just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and click the $2 minute coaching button at the top of the page. Select the amount of time you want to meet, and then you can look through my availability without having to pay. Pick a time and pay $2 a minute for 100% of my attention. Check out the testimonials while you're there from listeners to this podcast that I've worked with in just the last couple of weeks. It's blocked into 30, 45, 60 minutes and more, so we won't go over. You won't get charged any more than what you pay for at checkout. Remember that the faster you invest in yourself, the faster you land that dream job. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com or follow the link in this episode's description. I'm excited to meet with you, help identify what's holding you back, and help you take control of your career today. I might have to be done. I might have to call it quits. This might be my last day in the recruiting, the talent acquisition, the HR industry. I thought I'd seen it all, and I thought I'd seen all the really weird, cringy stuff. But I read an article today about what the future of the hiring process is looking like, and I want out. Welcome to the job interview experience. I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and today I'm your host. But I don't have good news. I read a Fortune article, and it turns out that companies are completely going insane. I'm going to read some of this article. And what this is going to do is show you some really weird stuff you might run into in your job search. Fortune article is titled, here's the title, "Man, I just want a dishwashing job. Why are Olive Garden and FedEx forcing job applicants to endure a strange personality test that turns them into blue avatars?" So I'll say that again. There's a list of companies here I'm going to read where there's a really, really long application process. And part of this process includes a little blue avatar talking to you. And it looks like you might turn into one yourself. There's a couple companies here I'm going to mention, and they are never going to be sponsors of the show because I'm going hard today. Let me just start by saying I didn't like the first Avatar movie, and the second one was awful. If I had a time machine, I might use it to go back and unwatch Avatar 2. I don't like the blue people running around. Just, it didn't work for me. So maybe I'm just the wrong audience for this. If you're listening and you think the idea for your next job application that you make the next step in, if you like the idea of being turned into a blue little booger and talking to a AI blue person, this episode might not be for you, but I'm gonna read this to you, and I'm gonna tell you what I think about the future, and also what things like this say about the company you're applying to. So let's dig into this article. A new blue avatar is becoming famous. If you apply to one of several large corporations today, you might see a blue guy that looks like the Walmart version of Disney's wide-eyed style of animation. No, it's not a company mascot. It's actually part of your evaluation. The blue avatars are part of a long and confusing personality quiz that's part of the hiring process at a handful of big companies. Many applicants find the test not only bizarre, but a little bit insulting. The blue people are courtesy of Paradox.ai, another company that will never sponsor the show, which boasts several billion-dollar companies as clients, including McDonald's, Wendy's, Citizens, and more. It's worth noting not all these clients of Paradox AI use its personality test feature, as different spokespeople from Citizens, 3M, and CVS Health all confirm. Still, many have taken to social media to express their confusion as to why this extra hoop, a long, bizarre personality test, is being placed in front of applicants, considering many of these companies claim to suffer a staff shortage. Getting a dishwashing job at Olive Garden now requires a personality test from an AI company where you respond to more than 60 slides featuring a blue alien called Ash, tweets Emmanuel Mayberg, who first reported on said quiz in a larger piece for 404 Media. If any of you listeners have run into this blue demon, please send me a message on the voice mailbag or shoot me an email. Just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and you will see at the very top of the screen, voice mailbag question and answer. You don't have to ask a question. Just tell us what your experience with the blue alien was like. We'd love to hear from any of you that have run into this. While you're at jobinterviewexperience.com, remember, I'm doing one-on-one interview coaching. It's a dollar a minute. So you can do 30 minutes, $30, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, of course, $60. We can work through your resume. I can help you with salary negotiation. We can do a mock interview, work through specific questions. I just had one where we just talked about the person's career and kind of some options and working through some issues. So I'm here to help you. $30. For 30 minutes is a great place to start. I know it's a tough time, so I'm offering this as a way to further help listeners. Back to the article, the long, winding blue road to an Olive Garden job. Let's say you decide to apply for a job at Olive Garden. One of the first things you'll see is an AI chatbot named Olivia, named after and using the likeness of Paradox's founder's fiance. What a compliment. Imagine you find the love of your life and you want to turn them into a blue recruiter. What a great time to be alive. I hope this has made some people very happy. It's like people who name their dog after their wife or husband. I guess kind of the same type of compliment. Completely unhinged. Okay, back to this. After answering a couple of screening questions, you'll get a pop-up from the personality assessment illustrated with weird blue humanoids. The personality quiz itself will tell you there's not one right answer. We've all heard that before. But to look at the picture and either click me or not me if the depiction of the blue avatar describes how you might act or feel. You'll see a bunch of slides like this featuring the blue avatars in situations like grabbing pizza before others partake or engaging in artistic endeavors. The process accumulates with the AI system telling you your big five personality traits. Many have commented on Mayberg's tweet to discuss how dystopian these tests feel. Some suggest not being honest on the tests, as answers can be used against you. Part of the whole process is seeing if you'll be a willing cog in the machine or rage against it. I am raging against this blue demon machine. Companies often shun applicants who aren't personality fits because they don't want this person that they're hiring to shake things up. They really want someone to fall in line with the status quo. Let's think about this, and I'll give some advice here. If you apply for a job and this little blue squeaky thing is part of the process, I would highly recommend you run away as quickly as possible. A couple of reasons. One, this 60-slide process to figure out your personality test, let's just hire humans, interview some people. But there's something a lot more important than that. A company that thinks this is a good idea is so out of touch and will be so out of touch throughout your entire time there that this should be the red flag that you don't want to work there. I would actually highly recommend you do the assessment so you can tell me about it and have a story to tell people your whole life. I really want to do this myself, although I might need a drink to keep me company throughout the process. But this should be a red flag. How can a company think that this is a way to engage and attract people, humans? They could have just used a paperclip as the avatar, or a bag of sand, or a piece of sidewalk chalk. Anything but these blue alien avatars. This is not the only warning sign a company can give you during their application process, but this one sticks out to me as about the biggest red flag. Here's the thing, the companies, and it looks like the type of positions this is for, which is like entry-level roles, they don't care. They want this to turn off some people. They want people who are desperate and willing to go through this type of drudgery. That's who they want there, highly compliant people. I completely understand that people need a job, they need work, they need money, they have bills to pay, their car, they won't start. They'll do anything. And if you're in that situation, I'm not trying to make fun of what you have to go through. I just think this is highly insulting. And there are better ways. Maybe it'll cost the company a little more money. Maybe recruiters spend a little more time talking to people. Maybe they train the recruiters to be able to learn about people without having to do a personality test. But this looks like this is part of the future of working at companies. And it might take you a little more time in the future to find a company that doesn't pull stuff like this. But those companies that don't will hire better people, because the better people they hire will realize the company cares about them because they got to talk to humans during the hiring process. They got to talk to people that will be their fellow coworkers, people at the same office, people that will be in the same Zoom meeting someday. Companies that cared enough to give you a little bit of time to get to know you instead of a blue demon watching you choose which piece of pizza you want out of the box and then, turning you into a blue avatar. I'm just going to read a tiny bit more of this article because it's almost done. Heather Myers, PhD, chief IO psychologist at Tradeify by Paradox, the official name of the personality test, tells Fortune the test can be done in under 2 minutes. Yeah, I bet. Claiming the competition rates for their tests are significantly higher than other assessments and that turnover has decreased by up to 25% for Paradox clients. Mayer says that Paradox's goal is to simplify the hiring process and remove friction for job applicants, and that while it's not meant to eliminate the company's human decision-making process, automation can help neutralize dead ends and create a more efficient job system. But in attempting to alleviate employers' frustrations, Paradox is stirring employee frustration. It's still a bit of a paradox, if you will. The test is a way to filter out applicants, according to Schwabel, adding that it's a way of seeing who really wants a gig. By putting the individuals through the gauntlet, he explains, it weeds out a lot of people. Paradox was created entirely because we were frustrated by the experience of finding and getting jobs too, says Adam Godson, Paradox's president and chief product officer. Would love to have you on, Adam. You get to talk to my blue avatar, not me. So we fully appreciate the job seeker perspective. He added that there's been too much friction and obstacles in the hiring process, blah, blah, blah. So really, they hate job applicants, they hate job seekers, and they don't want to talk to you. And I think they almost want to dehumanize you by doing this. That's why they're using these weird blue things. There is no greater way to devastate the soul of a person than to do this. They're talking about removing friction for the job seekers. I think if someone runs into this during their job search, I feel bad for people. This is like their first job. This is their first job search. This is their introduction to the workforce. I think about, yeah, I had some really bad bosses, especially in high school. I had some of the most amazing bosses or managers I've ever had were also in high school and college. I worked at a restaurant for like 5 years, high school and beyond, and just worked super hard. And one of the managers there, one of the best people I've ever worked for. And that guy interviewed me for the job. He's a nice, quiet guy, handled a lot of really hard situations so gracefully and tactfully and with kindness. So that eliminates this. You don't get to meet your boss. Your boss doesn't get to meet you. They get to look at your number. You know, you're a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, or 8 on this personality test. And that's how you get to the next step. So no job interview advice on this episode. No advice on how to answer questions or insight on salary negotiation. Taking a break from what I normally talk about. Don't mean to depress you. It looks like this is mostly big corporations, a company like McDonald's that gets 5, 10, 15,000 applicants in a day sometimes, I would guess. And yes, that takes a lot of recruiters and a lot of processes to get through all of those. But how does this trickle down? How does it trickle down to the client, the consumer, the person at the drive-in? When I rarely eat fast food, but when I do, I go, I like to go inside. If I go get a Jimmy John, I have to go to the counter and be nice to the person and hope that being kind to them, maybe that makes their day a little bit better. And the tip makes them know that I appreciate that they made a sandwich freaky fast. With the blue people, you're kept at like arm's reach from the company you work for. And yeah, you'll talk to people later on, but what are we moving towards? You're going to get hired without ever talking to somebody, without them ever getting to know you. Who cares about your interests? Who cares about your passion? Who cares about what makes you you? And what makes you you is also what you can bring to the company, what you can bring to that counter when you talk to a customer and try and make their day and small talk with people at the checkout line. So this is one direction. Other companies are definitely doing it right. Other companies, and I see this, are investing time, losing money just to get to know applicants better. Those are the companies I hope you apply to and I hope you get hired by. And then you join a great team and you're energized by your coworkers. Your company has a culture, not a one personality type that doesn't make trouble. That's how companies are successful. I think in the long run, this is going to be bad for the companies that use it. Maybe in the short run, yeah, everyone behaves the same way and does all the same things. And I understand them wanting employees that work hard and do a good job, but talk about removing the soul from an organization and killing a culture. I'll link to this article in this episode's description. I read most of it, so you don't have to. And it looks like there's a couple others on here. And I'm glancing at this article now. It looks like there's some screenshots of this on Reddit. So I'll link to some of this in this episode's description so you can check it out. I wouldn't worry too much about running into this. Some of you might. If you have, again, go to jobinterviewexperience.com, go to the voicemail bag, send me a message. Tell me what it was like. Tell me how you felt about yourself during it. Tell me how you felt the company perceived you. Let me know like the questions and if you felt like you're being interviewed or more of an interrogation or a investigation into who you are. So thanks for listening. This is weird. I'll stay in talent acquisition. I just changed my mind. We'll fight the good fight. I hope this podcast is the opposite of the creepy blue people and that I can inject what I know and help you succeed. That's what I'm here to do. That's what I hope to do. I hope this makes what I say, maybe not this episode, but every other episode, makes a huge impact on your career. You can make more money, find a better job, find a great company. Here's my hope. You find a great company and you know how to navigate through the process, represent yourself, formulate your own answers in such a way that they get to know you. And then they can't wait to hire you. They make a great offer so that they can get the person that you are on their team to do great work and take the company to the next level. Thanks for listening to the Job Interview Experience. Stay cool, don't turn blue, and I'll be back with more soon.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.